We here at the church at Lachlan Springs, as we have told you every single episode of this podcast, believe that every single person you've ever met, every single person you've ever seen, every single person you have ever talked to, interacted with, all of which are made in the image of the creator of the universe, right? Bear the imprint of the living God, reflect aspects of his glory into the world around us. We wanted to spend some time elevating and celebrating that, the diversity of our community here in East Nashville. And we've done so over the past 4 months. Every time I get together, I sit down with my good friend, Ronald Gooch, who is with me on the mic again today. Gooch,
I am. I'm here.
Say hi. Beautiful.
Hello.
There's also a shadow figure, a third party that's in the room with us every single week, the one that makes this happen. And for the first time, Samantha Jean Kochan, owner and CEO of Sammy Jean Clay, is actually on a mic with us this morning. Sammy, say hi.
Hi, I'm here.
Which one of those buttons do we need to hit for that? I think it's the orange one.
Is it this one? Sammy, say hi.
Hi.
Did it do? Oh, that's right. We can't hear it. We don't know what it is.
Let's hope that's the right button.
Let's hope it was the right button.
We hope so. We have technology here that we have just become privy to.
We just found out this whole time we could have had a laugh track, and I think this is the one that, you know, when Gooch says something, we can.
Who knows? We can't hear it.
We can't hear it.
We'll find out.
So, Sammy, when you go back and listen to all of our ramblings this week and try to put it together and piece it into some sort of coherence podcast, you have to hear your own voice on the mic.
Yeah, this is going to be a rough week to edit.
I believe in you.
It's not bad when it's other people's voices, but this week is going to be hard.
For Gooch and I, and for this podcast, and for East Nashville, and as we got to focus on all these other folks, we never got to talk to you.
Who is Sammy?
Who is Sammy Kochan? You are relatively new to East Nashville.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know where to start.
Have you gone to Lachlan Table yet?
I have.
Okay, good.
I took my mom there.
Oh, good.
Did you get the bone marrow?
Yes, she loves bone marrow. Yeah. Yep. Dana, we saw you. I brought you earrings if you're listening to this episode.
All right, so who's Sammy?
So I am originally from Florida, Fort Lauderdale specifically. Grew up there, born and raised. Went to undergrad for education in Fort Myers, FGCU. People are known, were known by our basketball team, and went to grad school for social work in St. Louis, lived there for 2.5 years. Pandemic happened. That was a really hard time. Ended up moving in with some of my favorite people in the whole world, who are considered family to me. I say they convinced me to move in with them, but I guess I convinced them to let me move in with them.
You can name drop them.
The Klopke clan and their 3-year-old, my 3-year-old roommate, who is the best, moved in with them in May of 2020. Still finishing grad school for social work. Everything was online. So I was living alone in St. Louis. It was a really hard time. So they let me move in with them so that I could be around community. Also, I've always loved Nashville and always wanted to live here. So it was just the time. And started working at Lachlan. Phil actually helped me get that job. Phil Klopke helped me get that job and have been here ever since. I work part-time as the admin here at Lachlan Springs Church. I'm also a part-time small business owner.
You're a full-time small business owner.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Yeah, probably put in more than part-time hours, but definitely put in more than part-time hours. So look me up on Instagram. It's sammyjean.clay. I make polymer clay, jewelry, accessories. I've been doing that for a little over a year, and it's not what I saw myself doing, but like God has lots of plans, and they're never normally what you envision. And it's been awesome, and I've grown a community in this small business world, and I'm just very proud of that. So check me out. I have a website.
Please do check out sammyjean.clay. because your stuff is amazing. Thanks. And you're an artist, and we are so proud of everything that you're doing. And I know that you are absolutely out there hustling, and your stuff is incredible, and you're growing that business.
Yeah.
And on top of all of that, you are amazing in your role here at the Church of Lockwood Springs, and you are volunteering with several local nonprofits and ministries and Young Lives, which if you guys aren't familiar with Young Lives, it's just an unbelievable ministry to young single mothers in our community, many of which are high school students. Sammy does an amazing job coming alongside them and working with them. Let me ask you this, this is what I'm going to go back to. Several times in just your brief story, you talked about your need for, your lack of, your seeking out of community. Mm-hmm. Tell me what role community has played in your story.
Oh, everything. Community is really important to me. I take pride in my friendships. I just there's no way that I would be where I am without whatever community is in my life at that point. I was saved in eighth grade, and that's because I started going to youth group and just had a huge community that came alongside me and ended up bringing me into their homes. I would go grocery shopping with those youth leaders, just doing life with those people. And then going to college and meeting the Klopkes there. Actually, I met them in Florida, and they are a huge part of my community. I think serving here and being a part of the Lachlan church community is huge and very important to me. I'm part of a small group of girls who are in very similar stages of life as me. And we come alongside each other. We just had a birthday party for a girl who had never had a birthday party. Can you believe that? Never. Jessica had never had a birthday party.
I don't think you call her by name. Maybe you can.
I know. I don't know. There's no last name.
Can you believe that people? I don't even understand what that means.
And I'm just very impressed with our small group and the way that we came alongside her and just heard that. And a few months later, we're we're throwing you a party. And it was a surprise party. And she didn't know about it and blown away. Anyways.
I didn't have that many birthday parties.
Well, that's because not many people like you, Gooch. Jessica, on the other hand, she is well liked.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Anyway,
so the fact that,
my bad.
Yeah.
I forgot.
But that's just a testament to the communities that have come alongside me. And then my small business community, I started that. We started an Instagram group that started with three of us, and now we're up to 39 girls, and we just celebrated a gathering last night and talked about our accomplishments. And anyways, I'm going off a tangent, but
you're doing great.
Just talking about community is really important, and this podcast is built around community in East Nashville.
So I've got a couple of follow-ups to your story.
Okay.
No, you're doing awesome. I know this is the part that makes you really uncomfortable. But here's my follow-ups. First, I want to affirm you because again, I'm blessed to know a lot of your story because I get to work with you every day. But as people hear your story, they hear you in St. Louis, pandemic, all of those things, and you didn't have community. You sought community out. Mm-hmm. Because you recognize your need to have some people around you. On top of that, as we hear your story, I see you building community. You haven't just waited. The way you've done that with this small group, these girls that you just love so well and they love you so well, the way you've done that with your small business community, the way you've sought out places to volunteer and help and serve and pour into people and allow them to pour into you, that is something that is incredible and that we can all learn so much about. The second thing is you have gotten to sit in this room and listen to conversations about East Nashville, so much of which have been around our community and this community and the unique things about it. What have you learned about the community in which you have been planted here in East?
I've learned that there's a whole lot of history and also growth in East Nashville. There's a lot of people who still live here. There's a whole lot of people who are moving here and realizing how great East Nashville is. But something I've never had in St. Louis or in Fort Lauderdale is that people say hi here. People wave to you. People at restaurants know your name. It's just, it's small but big, and the people of East Nashville are very intentional with their relationships. And I, if I can afford to live here for a long time, I would like to stay in East Nashville. Even if that means I move in with five other girls, that's fine with me.
Is that a plea? Like, are you putting that out there?
Yeah, guys.
It was a shameless plug.
If you're somebody looking for four girls looking for a roommate.
Yeah. Here I am. Yeah, I think East Nashville's great.
You will always live here. Even if your address isn't here.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
You are
once in East Nashville, always in East Nashville.
No, I'm not talking about other people. I'm talking about you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I don't care about them.
Yeah.
I care about Sammy right now. So,
well, you have just in, I mean, what? It's December. You're
18 months?
Yeah, I was going to say 15, 16, 17 months in East. Is that about right? Somewhere in there?
Somewhere.
In that short period of time, less than a year and a half, you have woven yourself into the fabric of this community, and you continue to do so. And wherever you go, and I pray it's nowhere. Like, I pray it's just like you. I pray it's here forever. But wherever you go, you are always going to be a part of this.
Yeah, I'm very proud of this neighborhood. I was thinking about today, I'm like, I haven't been here that long, but I'm just excited with how many people I already know. And I know, like, that took a lot of, well, I was by myself during the pandemic a lot of that time. And so it was a lot of effort, I will say, to meet people and to stay and be intentional with those people. And that's East Nashville for you. So, yeah. Thanks.
I wish we knew what button to press.
I feel like this.
Nope, that's the rock and roll button.
Oh, is this so one the applause?
She knows the buttons.
I hope that's the applause. It might be the boo.
We'll see.
We'll see. We're going to have to cut that one out.
It's such a colorful board, and you put it for the first time right in front of me, and I just can't keep my hands off it.
I
feel like my son Atticus that just, you know, there's buttons. He's going
to
hit them.
That's why I kept it away.
Yeah, I know. You were probably wise for that. So for the past few months, our stated goal, you know, Gooch, you and I got together a long time ago. We've been talking about this forever. Sammy, we're so blessed that you've been able to be a part of this over the last few months. The stated goal was to just kind of elevate some of the various personalities and characters and people within our community here in East Nashville, those people that knit us together. We've been blessed to talk to a bunch of different folks from a bunch of different walks of life. Gooch, how has it been for you over these past few months?
It's been good.
I would say it's beautiful. It's poetry.
It's amazing. I am more popular. I never thought that would happen.
You can never be more popular.
I know. Crazy. Yeah, no, it's really been good. The anticipation of dropping new episodes every other Wednesday has been amazing from my friend group, family, supporters. So that's been good. People are always giving great feedback about all of our stories. So, and our audience is like, what's next? What's more, you know? And so it's really been good. It's really been amazing to connect with these people that we thought we knew.
Yeah.
But we got to know on a different level. So
neither of us knew what we were doing. Sammy, you've never been a part of a podcast before.
No.
All of us have been kind of building the plane as we flew it.
Yeah.
Figuring out exactly how to do this and what we need to be doing and learning as we go. Sammy, every single week you have learned new things and you've been incredible at figuring out, you know, on the ones and twos and the wheels of steel, how to even make a podcast work. I can remember you and I sitting in my office a few months ago, starting with the question of, once we record something, then what happens?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know. How do I edit? Like,
how do you put it on the internet?
Yeah.
Like, how do
the beginning song and the end song.
That's a thing.
That was hard. That was really
like,
hard.
Who knew? You have to, of course, everybody else in East Nashville that's in the music industry knew. you have to like pay for stuff like
and
that.
And for those of you who don't know, David's very particular about that stuff. So it all had to get approved.
Well, you did bring 1,000 different clips to me, all of which after about the third one sound exactly alike.
Yeah.
But we had no idea how to do any of that. Yeah. Walk Gooch and I through a little bit of your journey of just learning what to do.
I will say I got some help from my friends.
Yeah.
There is another church in our group of churches that has already been doing their podcast.
Well, we've got several. We've got, for those of you that aren't aware, we at the Church of Lock and Springs, blessed to be a part of a larger church family, 8 congregations within our church family, and several have various podcasts that do a lot of different stuff. But I think you spoke most prominently down to our friends at the church at West Franklin, Dave Cruz down there.
Yeah. And he helped me a lot. He figured out what I needed to order, all the equipment, and I didn't even know the program to edit all the podcasts. Like, I really knew nothing. And there's probably a whole lot of experts out there who are critiquing every little thing I'm doing. But I had fun editing, figuring it out, asking the right people for help, and then just kind of like playing around with it and hoping I didn't delete the whole episode by accident. And also hoping that I recorded the whole episode because we'd have guests come in. And I really would like every week freak out like, did I save that? Did I record that? Did I, you know, do we actually have this? Are we going to have that person come back in? But it was a journey and I enjoyed it. I am glad that it wasn't my voice for the past 7 episodes because that would have been 1,000 times harder to edit. So this week is going to be fun. It's been a journey.
Gooch, what are the things that we could have done better? Because I would love to say, you and I mean, the three of us in this room, as we've already talked about, started this not having any idea how to do it, just having an idea of what we kind of wanted to do. I don't want to pretend everything was perfect and everything went well. I mean, we're just figuring this out as we go along.
Yeah.
What could, looking back now, what could we have done better?
You know what? I don't know. To be honest, I have no clue. I really don't know. I mean, interview more people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. But I mean, again, we started this and we had in mind, we just had our idea. And some people kind of ran into us, we ran into them, and then we thought, like, that would be great, right? So I don't know. I think for what it was, the unknown calling that we served, I think we did a pretty good job.
Okay.
I mean,
it's just the beginning.
Yeah, it is. And who knows what happens next. I could have sung more songs.
That's really the whole point of this is just trying to build a foundation for your music career.
Yeah. I mean, that's really what I'm trying to get at. That's why I like it. Maybe, you know what?
I was going to hit one of these buttons, but now I don't know what I'm doing. I can't hear him out loud.
Listen, people, he has no clue. He has all of these buttons in front of him, and he has no idea. Yeah. Sammy's been holding out on us with this extra audio.
I purposely didn't tell them about this because I figured it would be trouble. Make sure you turn it off. You have to press it again to turn it off.
We don't know what just happened.
I know, but I thought it was awesome.
We have no clue what just happened. Dangerous. I don't know. What do you think?
The things that I was surprised by that if I could go back a few months from the beginning and we'll redo. One is, I don't know why it shocked me so much how hard it is to schedule this stuff. Sammy, I feel like has put in hours and hours and hours a week just trying to get the three of us together, much less the most important person in the room, which is whoever we were interviewing that day. Obviously, it makes sense. All of us have jobs, and this isn't it. I mean, you know, I'm only getting paid barely $1 million for this podcast. So I really don't have a whole lot of time to put into it.
I got $1 million too.
Dude, how did you negotiate that? I need to get a better agent.
East Nashville, you know, the year.
No. I mean, you get an automatic bump for that.
There you go.
Obviously, all of us have jobs. Sammy has many of them. And then the people we're bringing in, by definition, they've got a life. They've got a job.
Yeah.
So I think in my mind, it's just that, oh, we know all these people. We want to talk to these people. We're just going to bring them in and talk to them.
Yeah.
That was super difficult to even just coordinate those schedules. So on the front end, kind of putting some of that into place before we got started, I think would have made some of that stuff easier. That's definitely one of the things I was surprised by. So frankly, in a moment of transparency, I'll say that that's something I had no idea would have been that hard, and we probably could have figured out how to do that better, would have given us more opportunities. And whatever this turns to in its next iteration, in its next season, whatever we do on the other side of this, the good news is we've learned some of these lessons and we can figure that stuff out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the people that we got to talk to, absolutely, it was a miracle. So blessed to get to know Dana and Dr. Gibbs and Doris and I can do this. Don't give me any hints. And Miss Marilyn and Jose and JJ. Those are the six we've talked to so far, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
and the diversity of their experiences, I've so learned different. So much and been so blessed by.
Yeah.
Yeah, which has been great. And you're right, Sammy. We're fortunate that they had the time and we were able to coordinate those schedules to get these people in.
Yeah.
One of the things that I think before we started recording this actual session episode, Sammy asked us, what are we going to talk about? And the minute she hit play, we just said, well, we're about to find out. So Neighbors of East Nashville, the goal of it obviously was to give a voice to people who have a voice, but to take a deeper dive. We met some incredible people that we see, but we don't know, you know, and I think to a point, that's just really what a lot of people in society, in our neighborhoods, in our friend groups kind of need is a voice. And you don't know what you don't know, right? And so that's always a thing. And I think our podcast over the last couple of weeks, months rather, has really done a really good job of elevating voices. I think it's so important. And David and I literally just kind of mentioned talking about mental health and just being aware of how we treat ourselves and then also how we allow other people to treat us. And literally before we walked in here, Sammy and I talked about that as well and talked about boundaries. And so if you get anything out of this conversation, in addition to the busyness of the people that we had here and the complexity of learning something new, it is just to take care of yourself.
Yep. Well, and my hope is as we are learning so much about ourselves and about our community, and gosh, Gooch, you and I have talked about healthy boundaries. Ever since I've known you. Are you?
I'm trying to.
Is next week the week we're going to do it?
Next week's the week.
Y'all, East Nashville, hold him accountable to that because I know you see him out on the streets. Just test him and say, hey, let's go out and get a drink. And when he says yes, you say no. The answer is no.
Go get some rest.
Go get some rest, Gooch. As we're learning those, I'm also really hopeful that we recognize the humanity of everybody that we see, the humanity of the person that's finding a table for you at the last minute at a restaurant, the humanity of the person that's lived here for 40 years and knows every single person, the humanity of the person that lives in Casey Homes or the person that runs the local elementary school or all of us. We're actual people with actual stories and actual experiences, and we can learn so much from one another. And hopefully this is just the beginning of reminding each other of that humanity.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree.
It's so easy. It's so easy to forget that the person that we're honking at because they haven't moved fast enough on the green arrow or the person that we're passing on the street, they're dealing with a lot.
Yeah.
They've got family. They've got jobs. They've got struggles. They've got some of the mental health and wellness struggles that you and I have talked about so much, Gooch. And it's so easy to get caught in our own world, in our own bubble, that we forget the things we're struggling with, so are they. And just to treat people with kindness and grace and patience. And I'm really hopeful kind of elevating some of these stories reminds us of that.
Yeah, I think we think about it. I think we all the time think about, obviously, our stuff. And then we think about, for a split second, okay, they could be going through something too. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, and very often, it happens on the back end of our reaction to something, to not being able to get a table.
Yeah, sure.
You know, to, you know, not getting, you know, the margarita order right, or just whatever it may be. We think about it on the back end of our reaction. And, you know, I don't think this is obviously a call or a demand to say, hey, consider them before you, but that's real. You know, it's, and it takes a special person to really dive into that, into themselves and say, you know what, let me back up.
I was at shock to no one, El Fuego last Tuesday.
Because it's Taco Tuesday.
It is. It is. And they've done an incredible job with their outside space and put a bunch of heaters. But last Tuesday, it was just too cold. So everybody was inside. They brought everybody inside, which was fine. It, literally the first time I've ever eaten inside. I've always been outside. So they put my family at the only table that was available, which was a table that was way too large for us. Towards the end of our meal, they asked us if we could move because there was a large party. Like in the middle of our meal, they asked us if we could move, which was perfectly appropriate. They're just trying to get people in there. Even a place I go to every single week, a place that I now know the owner and founder of that restaurant, my gut reaction is, really? I'm just trying to enjoy a meal with my family. You know, you're the ones that put us at this table. We didn't ask for it. Which, golly, I'm such a jerk.
Sure is.
And right. And I immediately remembered the story of Jose growing up in Ecuador. Mm-hmm. In a tiny home that his father literally with his hands built, you know, in the mountains, and everything that he went through to get to that place. And it gets me to this, seriously, I'm worried about having to move once, like 7 feet to my left.
It's not that big of a deal.
It's not that big of a deal. He's just like me, just like the person at the table next to me, just like the people that are trying to come in with a larger party. They're all just trying to do the best they can.
Yeah.
Real people, real life, real experiences that take all of that stuff home with them.
It's one of those things where, you know, you really, the real summation of what we go through daily is that, you know, the two words I think of is like, I'm trying. I mean, it's like, how were you today?
Yeah.
I tried today. Mm-hmm. I tried. You know, so it's.
Sammy, what did you learn over the last 4 months?
Yeah, what did you learn besides how to work the ones and twos and hide cool sounds from us?
Exactly.
I learned that Gooch was East Nashvilleian of the Year last year.
You didn't see all the billboards that he paid for himself and put up?
I did not know that.
I'm not cool.
No, I learned a lot about some really awesome people in our neighborhood in East Nashville. Also want to point out that wouldn't have been possible getting them in here without David and Gooch already having relationships with those people. People that they, if you don't know, Gooch and David are very intentional with all of their relationships, and having some of those people come in, like Dr. Gibbs, would not have been possible without Gooch. Marilyn and Doris would not have been possible without Gooch. Dana, without both Gooch and David, like all these people already had relationships with them, but when they're on our episode, you know, they didn't, David and Gooch, there was still a lot that they did not know about their story.
Oh, yeah.
And their life. And I just thought that was my favorite part, was the fact that we brought in people that they're already intentional with, but still had a lot more to learn about them. So I think that that was just learning about all the guests. That was my favorite part.
Okay. Hey, Gooch.
Yo.
You've been in East your whole life.
Yeah.
We talked about that a lot.
Yeah.
You've been sitting in this room with me for several months.
I have.
What have you learned about your home?
For the most part, there is a lot. There's a lot of love here.
You knew that? You already knew that?
Yeah. However.
Oh, sorry. Did I cut you off?
Uh-uh. There's a lot of love, and I think it goes back to what we talked about earlier. There is a real love for humanity. Like, it's not a, I like me. It's like, I like we.
Yeah.
You know? Obviously, from the principal at our elementary school to what the owner of our favorite restaurant, they all love humanity and serve in so many different ways. And really, again, you know, growing up here as a child, we are, as children, we take, like, people give to us, we have needs, we take, you know, and so just, it was always what my neighborhood offered me. And more recently, if you hear phone vibrating, I promise it's not mine, because mm-hmm. I have settings.
Hold up. Was that Sammy's phone vibrating? For months, she's been telling us to turn our phones off when we walk into this room. Yep. Samantha Jean.
Small business owner and very, very important.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Uh-huh. This is why we kept her off the mic. But it's the interconnectedness of how we are is, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And just how words affect people. Mm. Words really affect people. I think I'm counting, maybe about three times, three of our guests have cried on this set.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's because they are saying words that take them back to a place of discomfort, comfort, I mean, whatever it is. And so, the interconnectedness of love for humanity and how much words affect people. Matter. Now, one might say actions affect people too, but I really think, you know, people take what they hear from you. Probably about as balanced as they do from what they see you do.
Yeah.
So, you know, East Nashville's cool.
Decent, right?
It's all right.
We still have a lot to learn. We do have a lot to do. And maybe that's one of the things that I've taken from all of this is it's not easy.
No.
It's when I say it, I mean community. Community is not easy. Mm-hmm. It's simple to focus and intentionally sit down and listen, to focus on understanding rather than being understood. It's a simple task, but it takes effort and it takes intentionality. And the opposite of simple is not hard. The opposite of simple is complicated.
Yeah.
It's hard to do this.
It is. And it's funny you say that because Sammy and I were just, I'm going to be completely transparent. Before we got in here, we sat and talked about what's next.
Mm-hmm.
We all are leaders in our prospective spaces. Mm-hmm. And we all serve a lot of people in our space. Mm-hmm. We're both fathers, you as a small business owner. And what I want, if there's anything that I want people to get from this podcast, from my perspective, like I said before, is to take care of yourself. But when you said just now, it's a simple task, but it takes time to understand, much less to be understood. If you're listening and you're somebody who serves like the Danas, like the Dr. Gibbs, like Jose. Find time for yourself, like you said, to say no.
Yeah.
And understand that it's okay for you to yourself, the leader, the provider, the person in charge in front, that you need to be understood to. I think too many times we hit that wall and we're just like, man, a lot of revelations came out of putting this podcast together of how busy am I really? Yeah. Like, man, I'm really busy. Right? But I want to get this done, but I'm really busy. We talked about it on the front end of how busy our guests are and how hard it was to mesh up schedules. So if you're listening and you're that leader, you're the father, you're the husband,
right,
you're, you know, the single dad, the single mom, take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay for people to, it's okay to say no. If you're the person that, like Doris says, that will text everybody and just say, I love you, and check in. Sometimes stop.
Stop. It takes such courage to say no, to slow down.
Oh, I struggle with it all the time.
And when we talk about the intentionality it takes to build community, and we talk so much here, not only in this podcast, but in our congregation, about knowing and being known, loving and being loved, that takes intentionality. The problem is we have so overstuffed our calendars. We don't have the margin to do that. None of us, you and I, Gooch, talk so much about bandwidth.
Yeah.
As we're discussing what are the next steps, what do we do? Well, first of all, we don't have the bandwidth to even have the conversation, much less to then do it.
Do it, yeah.
And that's on us.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I'm important.
Yeah.
It means in many ways I'm a coward because I don't have the courage to say no.
Also, our story, like we should not be really busy. Like, that shouldn't be who we are. And so with my 3-year-old roommate, who is not my child, my roommate's child, a lot of times he'd ask, where's Sammy or where's mom, dad? And we would just say, we're working, or, you know, whatever. We got to a place where we started saying, we're talking to our friends. Like, that should not be for the children that we are around. Like, they shouldn't know us as really busy people who are working all the time. That shouldn't be our story. But
in our culture, in our society, what we are taught is the busier you are, the more important you are.
Yeah.
The more important you are, the more successful you are. And so we wear our lack of bandwidth as a badge of honor.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to have coffee with me? Let me get you in touch with Sammy, and she'll put it on the calendar, and maybe I've got time in 3 weeks.
Yeah, call Joya.
And I say that with, and there's a little bit of pride in that. Look at how important I am. You want coffee with me? I don't have time until January.
Let me get you connected with my assistant.
It's ridiculous. But that is what our society tells us is the measuring stick.
Yeah.
And we totally play into it hook, line, and sinker. Yeah.
I do.
I absolutely do.
Honest confession. Yeah, we do, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so if nothing else, we've been in this room for months. We've talked to so many people. We've heard so many stories. We've cried and we've laughed and we've done all of those things. Have we learned enough to finally begin to set boundaries and to slow down so that we can know and be known, so that we can breathe, so that we can Sabbath, so that we can just be?
Yeah.
You're nodding at me, Gooch.
Yeah.
Are you going to do it?
I need to.
Yeah. Yeah. So do I. I mean, I talk so big, and I'm probably chief among sinners. Just ask my wife.
Yeah, I need to. If there's anything that we get out of this conversation for those listening, your leaders need to be led.
That's good.
Okay. So whoever you look to as a leader, find a way that you can lead them. If that's in, taking their phone out of their hand for a split second.
Yeah. Don't touch Gooch's phone when you see him on the street, y'all.
Yeah,
he's saying it. He's using that figuratively.
slow them down. Like, your leaders need to be led, accountability, right? This podcast was perfect for me personally, for the season of life that I am currently in, transitioning jobs, with all the things that I'm involved in, because I was forced to be in a closed room and not have to be
with the phone off.
Sammy.
For two. Yes, Sammy.
I thought I turned it on.
It's okay. But this podcast was perfect. And it's for me, it's a great way to end, to close this book, this chapter, and just pace myself.
Yeah.
I mean, and I have to tell myself that every day, pace. Slow down, dude. Pace yourself. You know, so I will say this much. If you've met Asher, Asher gives me pace, man.
Bedtime. He's so cute.
He's cool. Bedtime.
He's cool.
He is cool.
Bedtime's at 7:45, and I'm not too far behind him.
That's not a bad place to be.
Wherever you find your pace, go stick to it, man.
Well, yeah. Hey, and you set those. You said you spent hours setting those settings so that.
This also too. If you have an iPhone, if you don't have an iPhone, you're not uncool. But just find a setting on your phone. I don't know if have you done this to your phone?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Have you upgraded? Yeah, I have no idea.
So on your iPhone, and I just show Sammy, there are different focuses on your phone, your personal, your work, your sleep.
I don't even know how to do that.
I'll show you when we get done. Within your focuses, what you can do is put specific people, apps, times, like.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
It will focus you. Because when I am at home, and I tell people when they text me, they're like, oh, I just called. And I'm like, I'm at home. I mean, like, I'll have 5 or 6 missed calls. And it's because, I mean, and my phone's in my hand. It won't ring. I love it.
So cool. I'm excited. I think that's a good accountability right there.
That, I mean, yeah. Whatever we need it to be, I'm just saying. I mean, I don't want to be the jerk that just looks at my phone and just hits decline. I've done it, but.
Just ignore it. You don't hit decline. You just act like you didn't see it.
Yeah, I'm figuring out the best way to set healthy boundaries for me and for my family. And I guarantee you there are tools that I have at my disposal, like settings on my phone, that I don't even know about and I don't even pay attention to. And if I did pay attention to them, I would just blow right through them.
That's life. That's life, though, right?
It is. It is.
That's all of us.
We have no idea what the next chapter is going to be. We have no idea if there's going to be a next chapter, at least for this. We don't know. We know that the three of us are going to take some time during the holidays because we need to. We've got friends and family and movies to watch and eggnog to drink, and we're going to do that, and we're going to honor that. All the stuff we've been talking about right now, we're going to honor that over the holidays. We're going to get back in January and figure out what even is going to happen next, if anything at all. Yeah. This is my question for both of you. What are you going to do differently in your personal life? I'm not talking about this podcast. I'm not talking about the community. I'm talking about in your life based on what you have learned over the last 3-4 months.
Sammy, you go first.
All right, I already got my answer.
Oh, wow. That was fast.
Well, I was thinking about it before. I'm going to say no to things. We talk about the select few things that we're going to say yes to and do well. But I also want to have, I want to make some more people cry. You know how we have people cry in our podcast? I want to ask the intentional, that sounds weird.
No.
But I want to ask the intentional questions.
I want to make people cry.
And I want to hear their story. I want to hear more people's story and learn about them, you know, over long periods of time, because I don't want to be doing like 5 of these weekly and, you know, boundaries. Yeah. But I want to learn more strangers' stories. And intentional stories. And then, you know, maybe figure out ways that they can weave, we can weave into each other's lives and serve each other. So that is what I've learned.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Gooch, you got to follow that up. That's not going to be easy.
Yep. Man, they gave me a microphone and I feel very powerful.
Yeah, she's shut me down today. Do less better.
Ooh, yeah, that's good.
I don't have anything else to say.
Okay. I mean, no, that's good.
Do less better. Less talking, less action, less work, less, you know, everything. Do less better. So that is what I've got, even from the stories from our listeners, from the people we've interviewed, the people that we get to tell about it, right? Like, just go listen. Like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you all about what we do. Just go listen.
Yeah.
It's doing less better, all right? What about you, man? You are the captain of this ship, and you're the captain of this amazing church and one of our captains of the community. So you always force our listeners to find ways to love our interviewees. How can we love on half of the interviewer team?
I appreciate you asking.
You were going to get asked.
My hope for anyone that listens to this is, just like you said, Gooch, they can remember to do less better. I think that's very well put. And slow down and have the courage to say no to some things, so they can give themselves margin and bandwidth, time to rest. Sammy, I hope that anybody that has been listening or is listening today can be intentional about asking that question, about really seeking to know whoever it is in front of them, whoever God has put them near or around and given them an opportunity, and ask the intentional question, just like you said. At the same time, for me, as I've sat in this room and I've listened to these stories and I've been given an opportunity to focus on the humanity of people that I did not know very well, I hope that myself and anyone listening can be reminded every single day that every person they meet has a story and has worth and has value. And in my confession, in a moment of complete transparency, is these are things that I say any chance I get. These are things that I literally preach from a pulpit on Sundays, the worth and value and humanity and Imago Dei, the fact that each of us are image bearers, the creator of the universe. I say that, I believe that, I preach that, I don't know that I live that. And that's a harsh reality to look in the mirror and say, you know what? How many times have I been, you know, waiting in line at Kroger because I had to pick up just one ingredient for what we were gonna cook that night, and the person in front of me like pulls out their checkbook to write a check, and I think, who writes checks? Right? I got places to be. Like, literally, there's something in the oven right now. Why? And never do I think about that person's story and humanity and worth and value. All I think about is I've got to be somewhere and you're in the way of that goal. And I don't want to be that guy. No. I don't want to be that guy. I want to see somebody like JJ walking down the sidewalk and think, man, I wonder what his story is. I wonder what I can learn from him, what he can teach me. I want to walk into Lachlan Table and see Dana with the phone ringing off the hook and people, you know, saying, why can't you seat my party of seven at this tiny little restaurant on a Friday night at 7:30 p.m. and think, oh my gosh, what is her life like? The art that it is to do what she does, both in that restaurant and with their band and in her home. I want to immediately go to that place of recognizing the humanity and the worth and the value of the person in front of me. And I pray that we can all do that. And if just telling six stories this year of people that many of you have seen, many of you know on a surface level, if kind of digging into those stories gives us the opportunity and the reminder that every person has a story like that, then I feel like we've accomplished what we set out to do.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you both.
Yeah.
For making this happen. Thank you to our listeners. Thank you to everybody who has supported. Pace yourself. I have to pace myself. Accountability is the best bill you can have. Continue to inspire. Holidays are around the corner. Still got some shopping to get done. Don't fret. Don't worry about it. It's not about being perfect. It's about being present.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Gooch, I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for your friendship. I'm grateful for your heart. Sammy, I am so grateful for you in so many ways. And for the way that you have served this community through just figuring out how to do any of this. Yep. And the way you love on the people around you. I'm grateful for the opportunity to get to know more and more people and get to love and be loved by East Nashville, Tennessee, which, as far as I'm concerned, is one of the greatest neighborhoods on the planet. As we close out season one, we don't know if there's going to be a season two. We don't know what it's going to look like. We don't know what's going to happen after this. What I do know is you, as a person that's been listening to this podcast, you are worthy. You are valuable. You are seen. You are known. You are loved. And we are grateful for you in this community. Let us know how we can come alongside you. Let us know how we can love you. Thank you for being a part of this podcast. Thank you for being a part of these natural things.